no bones about it. When a believing person prays, great things happen. James chapter 5 verse 16. Bones. They're what separate us from the jellyfish. Well, bones, intelligence, souls, and a few other things. But the point is that bones are hugely important. The adult body has 206 bones, and more than half of them are in your hands and feet. The femur, thigh bone, is the longest, while the stapes, which is in your middle ear, is the smallest. Bones do many things for your body. For example, bones keep you standing tall. They make up your skeleton and give your body its shape. Bones provide a frame for your muscles so you can move, and they protect your soft tissues and organs. They also store minerals your body needs, like calcium. And bone marrow, the stuff inside your bones, is actually a factory for your blood cells. So, yes, the bones of your skeleton are pretty important, but they aren't the only bones you have. You also need to have healthy bones of faith. You keep these bones healthy by praying to God, praising Him, studying His Word, and being with these people. The bones of faith are some of the most important bones you need to shape your life. They help keep you moving in the right direction as you follow God's will. They protect the soft insides of your heart and soul. And they store up the power of God in your spirit, so it's there when you need it. If you keep your bones of faith healthy, these bones will keep you standing tall when temptations and tough times come. Make no bones about it. These bones of faith are hugely important. Lord, show me how to keep my bones of faith strong so I can always stand tall for you. Did you know you were actually born with 300 bones in your body, but now you have only 206? What happened? Did you lose some? No, but some of them did grow together. For example, when babies are born, the bones in their skull are still separate. They're connected only by tough membranes called fontanelles. These create the soft spot on a baby's head. Over time, the bones grow together and become solid.